Klingon word from the word.
Shok shov widj sitting bing je widj rising dong. Shok perceive widj thoughts vo afar. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You perceive my thoughts from afar. It's easier than you may think to get into space. True, missions to the planets and beyond are pretty costly. Still, there are ways to hitch a ride. And you don't even need Ford Prefix electronic thumb. For years, I've managed to join missions to Mars, to a comet, even to Pluto. Thanks to NASA and others who have been including microchips and DVDs that take your name along for the ride. You just have to submit your name to their website when the mission's being prepared. Closer to home, there is a form of citizen space exploration that is available at a surprisingly low cost. Near space exploration, mounting payloads by weather balloon to the very edges of space. Right now, the magazine Make is working on their project to do just this. Another group, the Treasure Valley Near Space Program, has done this as well, with a number of successful launches. At a fraction of the cost of a rocket, it is a tangible way to explore the shores of this new ocean. Yet, there is a cost. Multi-millions of dollars or hundreds, missions to space cost more than money and resources. They cost the care and planning that it takes to accomplish them. Take a look at the NASA, ESA, or the MAKE websites, or the Treasure Valley Near Space Program website to get an idea of the care and planning that go into every successful spaceflight. Shok shov widj sitting bing je widj rising dong shok perceive widj thoughts vo afar. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You perceive my thoughts from afar. Now I know the psalmist was not really considering spaceflight, but this verse parallels what must happen for every expedition to space. Whether to Mars, the ISS, or to the fringes of space, these words describe the phases of a meaningful flight. You know my sitting down and my rising up. There has to be a plan. A launch and a landing mark the endpoints of the journey, the sitting down, since that is what you do before and after your trip. You have to be someplace where you've landed, someplace where you've started from. And the rising up, the flight, is planned as well. Whether by rocket or lighter-than-air vehicle, every journey includes knowing the rising up, where you intend to go. Every detail matters. Delay in launch may mean a postponement of weeks or more to have success in a mission. You perceive my thoughts from afar. For the journey to mean something, you need reports, telemetry, radio transmissions that give value to the whole enterprise. When you or your spacecraft travel into space, you want to know what happens. As far-fetched as it sounds, describing a life as a space mission, consider this. God's investment, his concern for you, are described in this verse, and in a sense describes our mission, our journey through life. It is a journey that God cares about a great deal. We're not disposable like a missile launched only for its destruction. No, God has for us a complete flight plan in mind from launch to landing. And he's watching, not like some nosy snoop, but because he loves you. He wants you to reach the goal safely. When we hear, "You perceive my thoughts from afar," we realize that our worries, our fears, our prayers have his complete attention. They do not waft away to nowhere. He hears them all. Whether or not you are much of a traveler, right now, you are on a journey. The good news, the great and very good news, is you aren't going solo. God indeed is with you every moment. Shok shov vij sitting bing jet vij rising dung. Shok perceive vij thoughts vo afar. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You perceive my thoughts from afar.
This has been Joel Anderson with another Klingon word from the Word. For more about the Klingon language version, visit klv.mrklingon.org. For links to past shows and more, visit klingonword.org. There you'll find links to the past shows as well as the Godcast Network at sqpn.com, the StarQuest Podcast Network. Great places to find more podcasts of interest. Don't forget to check the links for the daily scripture podcasts, Verbum Domini, and The Whole Truth. The Klingon language version is a relexification of the World English Bible, which is spiritual freeware. For free text and audio downloads, check out ebible.org. Thanks for listening.